trying an experiment today, launching something new. I hope this is something you'll enjoy and something that you'll give a try yourself. Many of you know that productivity is something I'm passionate about because it helps me get things done effectively. But a lot of the various productivity tools out there don't lend themselves to usage as a blind person very well. They talk about coloring things and seeing things, and that doesn't work for us. So I decided I would share a series of tips and productivity ideas that we can use as blind people to get things done effectively. And I'm going to use a special keyword to help you follow them if you follow me on Audioboo or on Twitter. And that keyword will be Blinktivity, productivity from a blindness perspective. So if you ever want to find tips and see them all together, just do a keyword search for the word Blinktivity and you will find it. Today's tip is something easy, so obvious you probably will go, duh, I know that already, but it's something most of us don't do. Do you ever find that when you come in the door, you put things down from work or school, and then you can't find them again later? Where are my keys? Darn it, I can't find my keys. Well, today's tip is put a container designed to hold your keys and other things that you typically bring in from work beside the door. If you have a little table beside the door, you can use something as simple as a silverware holder to toss your keys in, or a little basket, decorative wicker or metal basket. Alternatively, if you don't have anything near the door, try installing a simple hook that you can put your keys on when you walk in the door, and a coat rack behind the door where you can put your jacket. That way you don't dump your jacket on the couch and you don't lose your keys because you put them down somewhere and can't find them again. This is an obvious tip, but it's something very few people do. You can use the same principle in your bedroom by putting, say, your purse on the back of the door. So when you go out in the morning, that's one of the things you'll see and grab. The idea is to put things near or in your path. So as you pass them, you grab what you need, you make it easy to return it to its spot so you know where to put things, and you stop losing your keys. If you come through the door with a lot of mail in your hand, put a basket or some type of container next to your door. So as you walk in, you put the mail in the basket. It's clear that any mail that's in that basket hasn't been read yet. Then you know later to go and find your mail in that basket, not scattered over your coffee table, your dining room table, the couch, wherever you happen to drop it. Get the mail out of the basket when you're ready to read it. Read it with your scanner or other device that you're going to use, or with your hired reader, and then file the mail away that you need to keep, throwing away any junk mail or mail that you no longer need. Having an inbox or in-basket next to your door lets you drop the mail so in a place that you don't lose it, but also in a place that you know where to go back and retrieve it. So that is today's Blinktivity tip. I'd really like to hear from you. You can follow me at Plum Lipstick on Twitter. That's P-L-U-M, then Lipstick, L-I-P-S-T-I-C-K. You can follow me here on Audioboo. And I'd love to get your comments. I'd like to see if anyone tries this. Does this make a difference for you? I wish you success with your productivity. Have a great day.